Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the New Year's Eve attack on an Istanbul nightclub. Turkish security forces claim to have made 8 detentions in connection with the attack, which killed 39 people. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkish security forces say they have made their first detentions in connection with the New Year's Eve nightclub attack, as a manhunt continues for the attacker. The detentions follow a claim of responsibility for the attack by Islamic State. The group said the nightclub was targeted because it was a place where Christians celebrated their apostles. Citing security sources, Turkish media reported Monday the gunman in the nightclub attack is believed to have come from a Central Asian country, either Kyrgyzstan or Uzbekistan. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Iraqi officials say at least 30 people were killed, about 25 wounded Monday, when a suicide bomber blew up a truck at a market in Baghdad. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility.
Il est en effet très important.
French President François Hollande told French soldiers in Iraq that their efforts are preventing terrorist attacks in their home country. After beginning his one-day trip to the region Monday with a visit to French troops, Mr. Hollande met with top Iraqi officials. He vowed that the Islamic State will soon be beaten. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week. In his speech January 10th in Chicago, Mr. Obama will outline what he sees as his successes during his 2 terms as president. He also plans to offer thoughts on where the country heads as the new administration prepares to take over. His speech will follow a long-standing tradition for U.S. presidents, begun by George Washington in 1796. This is VOA News. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is tamping down expectations that President-elect Donald Trump will soon disclose new information about U.S. government allegations of Russian hacking during the recent elections. Spicer says Trump will talk about where he thinks things stand, but will not reveal any privileged or classified information on the matter. Trump said Monday that the mayor of Chicago, former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, ought to seek federal law enforcement help if he can't control the soaring murder rate in his city. More than 750 people were murdered in Chicago in 2016. The violence is believed to be the result of gang wars and drug disputes, mainly in the city's minority neighborhoods. Police in Pakistan say investigating an activist for alleged hate speech after he wished Christians happy holidays and called for prayers for those charged under blasphemy laws. Shaan Tasir, a Muslim, made the remarks in a Facebook post on Christmas Day. Tasir's father, Punjab Governor Salman Tasir, was gunned down in 2011 by his bodyguard for championing the case of a Christian woman sentenced to death under Pakistan's blasphemy laws. Somali officials say at least 7 people were killed, 17 wounded in 2 suicide car bombings near Mogadishu International Airport on Monday. The Al-Shabaab militant group is claiming responsibility. Syrian monitors say an airstrike near the Turkish border killed at least 3 extremist leaders late Sunday, including a commander of a militant faction made up of ethnic Uyghurs from western China. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 8 people were killed in the attack in northern Idlib province on a road leading from the town of Sirmata toward the border. Earlier, Turkey's military said its warplanes killed at least 22 militants near its border with southern Syria, and said Russian aircraft destroyed IS targets near the extremist-controlled northern town of Al-Bab. Spanish and Moroccan officials say at least 800 sub-Saharan African migrants stormed a border fence Sunday between Morocco and Ceuta, the autonomous Spanish city on the northern coast of Africa. 5 Spanish and 50 Moroccan police were injured, 10 seriously. A manhunt is underway in Bahrain for 10 escaped inmates. The 10 had been convicted of terrorism. They escaped when gunmen stormed a prison, Bahrain's interior ministry said on Twitter. 5 members of a terrorist group armed with rifles and pistols attacked Jaw Prison, that's located south of the capital, Manama, on Sunday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.